You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
This is week 252. It's Monday, July 16, 2018. This is Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steskin.
The most awkward intro. Just completely backwards.
I always wonder like where you're going, because sometimes I'm like, because it's always the same, and then when it changes, I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, you're like, okay.
I go in brain fart, I can start listening, he could say anything at any moment.
One of those weeks, it's like, San Diego?
San Diego?
Yeah, so we took a week off because, and where we record, at my parents' house, where I live, because I'm one of them, millennial. On the purest form. I had avocado toast for the first time this week.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, no. It wasn't the first time. It's pretty good, dude.
Is it just
I understand why people would spend all their money and not be able to buy a house.
Is it like just avocado on it?
Toast? It's like sourdough.
Yeah, with usually. Avocado spread or something?
Avocado. Mine had tomatoes and then balsamic vinaigrette and with sea salt on top.
Really good.
And I didn't pay for it, so I guess that was the most millennial thing.
Yeah, I need to try that now.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
And then I had a concert a long time ago. I had a banh mi version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like a half a French roll, avocado, pickled carrot and daikon, little rice vinegar, sea salt. It's very delicious.
Make me hungry again.
I just ate. But yeah, the World Cup just ended. France
defeated Croatia.
Yeah. Who cares?
The world. France.
Do they? France cares. I don't even think. It started raining like, as soon as they awarded the award, like trophy.
There's like lightning and stuff going on.
Maybe someone will get zapped. That would be riveting.
That would be nuts. I was like, I don't think, like in America, if it was like an NFL game, they like are really scared of lightning and stuff. So they would have like delayed the game. But I feel like they wouldn't do that unless someone got struck by lightning. And then even then, they'd be like, get that guy off. We got to finish this game.
We got to finish. Well, did you see there was like people that ran on the field?
Yeah.
And they like, right Pussy Riot says... They were responsible.
Oh, was that why?
They claimed responsibility.
Sure. I think it's just it's like drunk way better, fans.
I feel way like, better than... No, because I guess they were wearing... I guess it was multiple people. I didn't know it was multiple people.
It was multiple people. But I couldn't...
They were wearing like uniforms or something.
Oh, I guess they were wearing uniforms. I couldn't tell what their message was. But I guess like... Rock. And they don't really show... They show it because they didn't know it was happening. And then as soon as it's happening, like, they
cut away from it, everything.
Yeah, they're like, we're not going to give them attention.
But like, there's enough press there that we got
pictures. There's enough video. There's just enough people in the stands with cameras that you'll know what's going on later.
So yeah, congratulations, France.
Good job, France. 20 years ago, they won. Now they won again.
And that's the last later. We're going to talk about the World Cup.
Still only eight countries have won the World Cup ever.
That's crazy. How many teams go? 16?
I think it's 16 every year, but it like rotates
because you
see qualifiers or whatever. But only eight countries. It's surprising for how random you would think soccer would be.
And for how long it's been.
Yeah. And but like, it is only every 4 years. I don't know how many there have been. Probably 20, 25.
Okay, well, 66, England won.
Yeah.
I think it happened in like the early 1900s, I think. Or what was it?
Yeah, but that's only every 4 years.
Oh, that's true.
That's still not that many.
I'd say like 30. World.
That's 120 years. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's 2018.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. How many World Cups have there been? Oh, it says 32 teams.
Oh, 32 teams. Okay.
And America didn't make it?
This year? No.
That's crazy. That seems like so many. Oh, this was the 21st.
21st seed? Only 21 of them.
There you go.
But still, I would think in 21, more than 8 would win.
Yeah, but like colonialism existed like when they started.
True. Now it's like... more people should have an opportunity.
Yeah.
Nowadays. But still, the same teams keep winning.
Yeah.
But, like, it's relatively new in that era of... Like, Croatia, they were under, like, the...
Yeah, like, a lot of these teams must have played under other teams.
Yeah. Like, they weren't their own countries.
Because, like, wasn't Hungary and Bulgaria, like, that was one team for a long time?
I don't know. I think sometimes they can do that, too, if they're, like...
If they elect,
I think most of the times they don't want to. They want to be there.
We should do that though with Mexico.
They wouldn't want us to.
I know we'd only ruin their team. It'd be a bunch of Mexican people. It'd be the same team as the team Mexico.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like
It wouldn't really
Team Mexico
help
and then like one white guy.
Yeah.
And they're all speaking Spanish to each other, and then the guy's like, I don't know what to do, and it hurts us.
Also, what's weird, like, you know, the World Cup, like, we're going to get the World Cup in, like, 8 years.
And, yeah,
like,
and it's all three
countries, but that means you get three bids. Like, you get automatically bid if you host the game.
Yeah.
So you get three automatic bids. That seems a little intense. Three
that
automatic
seems unfair,
bids.
Because, like, when's the last time Canada made the World Cup?
Exactly. Like, never. So I feel like...
Do they even care about soccer?
Like, we make it usually, but, like, we're a fringe team. Mexico usually makes it, but then Canada, that's, like, two bids that are guaranteed that wouldn't be. I think that's kind of weird. Three out of the 32 teams are guaranteed bids. Kind of weird. Anyways, let's stop talking about the World Cup.
Yeah, we're done talking about the World Cup. I had my heart broken with the World Cup, so.
Yeah. Didn't even get third place.
I got fourth. That's the best we've done since 1990.
All right. I was trying to tell you third place meant nothing, but you were like, nah, it means something. And then
third place means something to English team.
Yeah.
Because we're so quick to be written off by people.
True.
Like England. Oh, they choke.
If USA makes it out of the group stage, that's a good year.
Yeah.
They did that like 4 years ago, and it was like amazing. I was like, how did they do that?
So, anything's possible in the World Cup. That's what we learn.
Yeah. It's a one game. Well, after you get to pass the round, it's one game, and then...
Okay, so now let's get into it. Avengers 4 news. Cinematographer Trent Opelok put the credit for the name on his website, and he put Avengers Endgame. This directly conflicts.
We're the Endgame now.
Yeah, this directly conflicts with what the Russo brothers said.
Yes.
And but ever since this news came out, I've been saying Endgame a lot more.
I'm totally fine with them lying, and I would not put it past them to lie.
Yeah.
But I'm more interested when they... when are they going to reveal the title?
They said...
And
I think at the end of the summer. I think it's after Infinity War comes out on...
Yeah.
Home release.
Like, there's got to be a way in which they do it, I would think.
Just a YouTube video?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe put it in the newspaper?
Put it in the newspaper. Go old school.
Yeah.
They should do it in small, like, random
like,
publications
like
somewhere.
Like in a skywriting?
Yeah. Just put it random places.
Put
like
it if
here
they
and
wanna,
there.
If they want to reach a big audience, just put it on our podcast.
That'll be huge news.
Yeah.
Just reveal it to us, but we'll only say it on the podcast. We won't say
we
it
won't
in
say
real
it
life.
Which is impossible. I think if someone told me, like, they're like, you guys are going to break the news, I'd be the worst. I wouldn't even be able to hold it until Sunday. They would have to text me Sunday morning.
It's like,
5 minutes before we record.
It's like, how did the news break before the podcast was released? It's like, I had to tell everybody.
I had to tell everyone. I was just so excited.
Had to know.
But yeah, do you think that this is right? I assume it's just a filler.
Yeah, I don't believe it's right. I believed it more was right when we first talked about it, but then when they said
it's not anything we've read.
Yeah. I think it is still like that FH. I don't know why I believe that one more. I believe the
Where it's
FH,
like a guy's brother-in-law who like does lighting at a convention.
I feel like Final Hour or Fallen Heroes or something like that. I don't know why.
But Final Hour can't be Final Hour. Can we agree on that?
Why can't it be Final Hour?
Because it's a 2 hour, almost 3 hour long movie.
So?
It should be Final Hours. I'll accept Final Hours.
Nah.
Final Hour?
I don't think it sounds as good.
What is time in this universe?
Exactly. The time stone. It's all screwed up. Maybe it's like a 24 type thing where it's like the whole thing is an hour of real time, but the time stone messes with that real time. So
I saw a funny meme today about Avengers where it was a grandma asking Thanos, like, why didn't you just double all the resources?
Yeah.
And it's just Thanos doing a mad face. Because he didn't think about that.
Also, but like, that wouldn't work, though, I don't think.
What, doubling all the resources?
No. I know people say that, but I feel like that still...
I feel like halving the population wouldn't work either.
No, it wouldn't. Nothing would work.
Nothing works. We're doomed. That's the curse of our species.
It's gonna, yeah.
That's the curse of existence, right? Like, we exist to end. Like, we exist to eventually not exist.
True.
I was talking about this podcast with one of my friends who I haven't seen in a long time and her friend. And she's like, oh, like, what do you do on your podcast? I'm like, oh, it's mainly entertainment news. And she's like, let me subscribe right now. And then she's like going through, like, what is this day? Mm-hmm. What is this day? And I was like, oh, like superheroes and Star Wars. She's like, I've never seen a superhero movie or a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Except for the prequels.
Okay, that's an interesting.
I was like, would you please come on the podcast?
Yeah. I like that, because then they're like, what are you talking about? We just sound like lunatics.
Yeah. And then I was like, you don't have to listen, but you will miss out on a lot by not listening on to Mondays.
True.
Is that the realest thing about the podcast? Because
Mondays kind of go dive
into everything.
Because we kind of just go, because we're like ready to record. So yeah, we just go after off a week on these things. And then we lose steam.
Yeah.
Even if we're not on the right subject, we just kind of trail off into what we're doing right
And then
now.
I'm always like, oh yeah, we'll bring it up on Friday. And then I always forget.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, it's Friday already. Forgot to bring that up.
But yeah, we only exist to de-exist. And that's my wise thought for the week.
All right. I agree.
Yeah. Let's talk about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Ooh.
Nick Cage signs on as Spider-Man Noir. Are you familiar with Spider-Man Noir?
Yeah, I watched like the, they did like a Spider-Verse in like the one of the cartoons. And he's like
the Victorian
the
times.
The way I pick, oh, and I got the Spider-Verse book. He's in there too.
Oh yeah, that you won. That during I won. The summer movie pool.
Yes.
So, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, he's in there. He's like, he looks kind of cool.
Yeah,
he's in like, it's almost like the 1930s.
Yeah, like noir.
Yeah,
times like Sin Time City, period, and he's like, where it's like, hey, I need a detective. I think my husband's. That's a weird voice. Hey, I need a detective. I think my husband's sleeping around.
Exactly.
And he's like, I'll take the case, sugar tits.
It's like that. It's like a. It's exactly like that. That's kind of what he is.
And it's cool because they did it with like Iron Man, Spider-Man, and a bunch of other people.
Yeah. So it looks like they're taking a lot from that Spider-Verse. They're like doing a lot.
Yeah, but like how does he fit into this? That's crazy. Like this, I don't know. He doesn't fit into this.
There's probably just a big climax of like all the
Spider-Men coming together, like of all the universes.
Yeah, because I thought it was just going to be like a Spider-Verse, them and Peter, and then they showed Spider-Gwen. So now it looks like they're just going to do them all. Like, I bet we get Spider-Ham.
Yeah.
Get Peter Porker in there.
Yeah.
But I bet that it's just like they're not a huge part of the story. They probably just show up. Be my guess.
You think there's interdimensional play?
Oh, there has to be. That's the only way to do the Spider-Verse.
That's the movie we get Miles Morales in. They're like, yeah, we'll give you a Miles Morales movie, but he has to have every other Spider-Man in that movie.
His existence is because of the Ultimate Universe that they created. And then they spun him back into the regular universe.
Spun him back in? Nice.
Yeah. I'm going for the pun.
That's why he comes to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
You gotta get the puns, man.
You got the puns.
All the spider puns. He's clearly the main focus of the movie, and it's obviously his family is involved in the movie.
Oh, speaking of Spider-Gwen, I got a Spider-Gwen tiki mug.
Oh, nice.
I can't really see it, but it's there.
Sweet.
Got all these tiki mugs.
Pretty cool.
But all of them. Only one I'm missing right now is Ant-Man and Thanos. Thanos sold out everywhere. Yeah. Ant-Man,
Thanos
readily available.
Thanos would be a hard comeuppance.
Yeah,
Thanos he's pretty, purple. Pretty he's popular big. Right now.
He's like bigger, and it was limited edition.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a while.
Yeah.
You gotta wait for the Thanos hype to die down after.
And then go on eBay years. And someone's like, oh, it's worth something, right? And I'm like, nope.
I collected these. I got like 10 of them. Anybody want one?
$5.
Like, nope.
Captain Marvel has wrapped filming. So that's kind of exciting.
Sweet. Yeah. I'm psyched.
It's like one step closer to reality.
Yeah. Waiting for that trailer to drop.
Do you think we need one at this point?
Not this soon.
What do you think if the trailer is just the extra after credits?
Well, I don't need a trailer for anything.
War.
That's what I want.
Yeah,
Avengers
trailers
for.
Aren't meant for us.
Yeah, like
we just
you're
need
not
like,
selling
a
me
name
on it. I just
and
get...
a date, and I'm like, I'll be there.
Yeah,
name, date, and then date tickets are available.
Yes,
those, and
those,
I'm like,
those
okay.
are things I need to know. Other, but then I still get hyped for like that first trailer.
Second
like,
trailer.
I'm like. Second trailer, and then
and
I
like,
try
trailer.
It.
Don't watch.
I don't watch the third. I try to resist. I kind of want to go by years and try to resist even the second trailer, but I'm.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm not
it.
Strong enough though, because I watched the first one.
That's
and I'm like, that's
thing,
not
though,
enough.
Like,
and then the
I'm
second
like,
one, I'm like, that's a little bit too much.
The weird thing with me is like, oh, second trailer, like I don't watch it because it has spoilers, and then it's like, oh, spoiler post, and I'm like, oh, like what?
Yeah,
I'm interested.
Oh, let me read the spoiler post.
What was a spoiler post on Ant-Man? I think it wasn't true.
Oh, really? There's a spoiler post you read?
Yeah.
That wasn't true? Like a villain? The second villain?
It was a second villain.
Oh, the second and the second villain didn't show up? Unless it was like somebody who wasn't named and you couldn't tell.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, you know Randall Park's character? He turns into a villain later. Like,
oh, that'd be heartbreaking.
That'd be crazy. I know, he's a good character.
Yeah, be like, oh, I like him. It's like a...
What if it was Bobby Cannavale's character?
He turns bad?
Too cliche, right?
Yeah. feel like they redeemed him in the second movie. He was just like, oh, he's a good guy. He's okay with everything. Like,
he's
now.
Yeah, he's a
he's like
he's
super
a pal. Like, yeah, he's not like, because wasn't he a cop in the first one?
Yeah, I assume he's still a cop, but he's like now barely. I'm like Scott Lang, you should use your connection, get this cop to help you. Yeah. That's what I would do. Because he seems to be in trouble with the law a lot. He's like...
Yeah, but like the level... That's like if you were under investigation by the FBI and true. You call your cop buddy and you're like, hey, can you help me?
That's a good point.
He's like, dude, I can't.
Yeah. Different jurisdictions. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That wouldn't help at all.
Because he's like in deep with like Homeland Security and another group.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got international or not international.
Yeah, it is international too, though.
Oh, it is.
Because okay. It took place in Germany.
True. Oh, yeah. He did get... Germany was involved. Yeah. They said something about the German authorities.
Polizei.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Far From Home news.
Yeah, we got a new casting. J.B. Smoove has joined the cast. We don't know as who. But I did see this weird thing where apparently there were like these ads where it was J.B. Smoove was like a driving instructor to like Peter Parker. It was like some tie-in ad to the first movie, Homecoming.
I
was
like, you think he's going to reprise his role?
It's like, I can't imagine he's playing that character, though. That'd be kind of weird if he's like, oh, DMV instructor.
Hey, remember that time I taught you how to drive?
But that, yeah, that was
and people are like, what is he referencing? And then you get it, you're like, ah,
yeah, because I didn't even know that ad, but people started posting, is he gonna be this guy? And it was like a whole 3-minute ad of him taking a driving test, and I was like, they did a lot of weird quirky advertising for the Spider-Man Homecoming movie. Like, well, I think because it's Sony, it's a lot different advertising than what
we're used to.
Yeah, so I don't think he's playing that guy, but that'd be weird. That'd be interesting if he did. I don't know. Is there any of this? Some of this movie's in New York, right? We don't really know anything.
We have no
right?
idea.
Okay. It's got to be, though.
That's so weird. Why would you even take a driver's test in New York? Why get your license?
Exactly. But I think that's why it wasn't an ad, not something real. It was just like something kids go through in high school.
Yeah.
I think that's what they were doing. Because he can, and plus he's Spider-Man. He can just swing around. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, but I mean, way in general, faster. Like, they should have just done something that's more, like, he's, like, a subway attendant. Really drive the point home that he's in New York.
Yeah, like New York, and, like, we can't film that, because we're not filming in New York. Maybe they're, like, filming somewhere else.
In Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah. Well, I don't know where they film that commercial. So, I don't they're like, let's film this commercial on the movie set.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Spawn News, Jeremy Renner joins us Twitch. Was this conflicting at all for you?
No.
You have no
like,
problem?
It's different.
He's like, he's going to die.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
It's like Spawn, and it's lower budget, and it's like, it's not going to feel like...
He's not going to make it past the first movie.
True. He's not going to go on to a...
We franchise. Don't even know if Spawn is going to become a franchise.
Yeah.
We don't know anything.
So we just know Jamie Foxx is in it, and now Jeremy Renner's in it.
Yeah.
I think that's all we know.
Deadpool 2 is getting an extended cut.
They're being it at Comic-Con.
Yeah. I think they're doing like a live... I think you watch it and then like it comes out on Blu-ray.
Are they doing like a panel? Are they doing a panel too?
Probably.
I don't know.
Those are always the panels. I don't know if I ever followed Comic-Con news when I went to Comic-Con.
I think it's harder. Just,
yeah, but... Too.
Well, unless you're on your phone the whole time. Because the service is bad, right? Isn't
it? When I went, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
they fixed like, it by I now. Don't think... web browsing on phones was as common.
That's true. That was a little. It's been a while now.
Yeah, I mean, it's been over 10 years. I can barely say I've ever been to Comic Con. It feels like.
Yeah, it's not even the same thing.
It's not even the same Comic Con.
Yeah, it's pretty much a smaller con now.
With
more
people,
it's still bigger.
It's more people.
It's still bigger than
con.
Like what LA Comic Con or like.
Comic-Con yeah, it's still is. I think the biggest Comic Con in the country.
Yeah, but well, the one you went to is still bigger than those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, gigantic.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, I would be like, I assume they're going to show us, like, the first episode of Heroes at the Heroes panel.
Yeah.
But I don't ever remember doing research into it.
When they show those, like, premieres, do they do it in a different place or they do it right where...
They do it right where you're sitting and then have these giant screens above you.
Yeah. Okay. I knew they did that for trailers and stuff, but I didn't know they did that for,
even, like for movies. Mm-hmm. Like, when you go see, like, when they show you, like, Batman and Robin or whatever.
Yeah.
It's all in there.
Oh, okay.
Because that's like the hot ticket. Just getting in that room.
Yeah.
Is the quote unquote hot ticket.
That's the weird thing about Comic-Con is like they have different panels at those same places. So sometimes you're waiting for somebody else, but you're like, I'm not interested in this thing at all.
Yeah.
But I had to wait here all this time because.
Yeah, like I sat through the Lost panel, yeah. having never seen an episode, and it was like a farewell to Lost was the panel.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have no idea what anything was. Yeah,
but it's just like a weird audience thing because you're like, oh, look at all these people here to see me. It's like, they're not here for you. They're here for the get people after.
Yeah, I or sat
like,
through.
Some are here for you, and it's like, that's or a weird. Or
you sit through a panel for something you don't want to see a panel of something you don't want to see, but you know that the celebrity in the panel of something you don't want to see is from another show.
Yes.
And like, you might get to meet them because it's true. Like a quote-unquote smaller panel.
True. And if you ask a question, you can ask them about something else.
Yeah, you can be like, I don't want to ask you about your current project. How is it?
Yeah.
Because I saw Milo Ventimiglia, because he was there to promote Heroes on Saturday, and he was there to promote this really bad movie, Pathology, on Sunday, which is like a horror movie where they're med students that go on a killing game. And I sat through Dragon Wars, which was a terrible movie, to watch the Pathology panel in hopes to meeting Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
I'm sure. With everybody, so. But they tend to get enough people that are excited about what they're seeing, but it's yeah. like, that can easily happen, I would think. They're like, oh, we're not as big as or the people after us.
Or you discover a panel you never would have thought of going to.
True.
You're like, this is amazing.
Makes you more interested in whatever.
Because I sat, like, one year... I found out that I was in a room where there was like a director's panel and it was like Kevin Smith, Wes Craven, Rob Zombie, and like Judd Apatow and someone else. And you're like, this is an amazing panel.
Yeah, the group of people. Yeah.
Right now.
Because they do all those random ones like that pretty much where it's just like has a certain theme and it's like, oh, these people and this. And like, oh, this guy's talking about this. That's cool.
I have a weird question. Do you think Chris Hardwick is trying to redeem himself harder because he's like, my big paycheck?
He's not going to be at Comic-Con, right?
Well, because they, like, the second that blog post went up, they pretty much were like, he's not going to be at Comic-Con. They took everything else. They took everything from him. And then do you think he was, like, quick to go on the defense because he's like, that's my big paycheck of the year? Or do you think he's, like, sitting flush with money where he doesn't care?
I think he cares, but he's like, he was too quick. It's a time. It's a time game now. I think.
Yeah.
I think you got to wait it.
Has to wait it out. You think he's going to be able to get back, even though?
No, not to where he was, or even like maybe not ever again. But
do you see like Harvey?
It's not. It's not going to happen like now. Like it's obviously going to be time, but it's so weird. Like they're doing the Talking Dead. They like kicked him off, but he's like, they're like, we're still investigating. I'm like. Yeah, but what are you going to do? Like, I don't understand.
It's
at the conclusion of our investigation, we can't find anything, but we're still not going to give him the job back? Like, that's what would end up happening,
well,
I feel like.
Either that, or, like, we know how news operates, and people aren't going to be... I don't think the average person really cares.
That's the thing. That's why I think
it's
a time game, where it's like...
Yeah, so,
even like, now, I think we're enough where a lot of people forgot. But, like, eventually you wait a couple months, it's, like, everyone's going to forget.
No, but, like, even if they, like, are like, okay, he didn't do anything, let's put him back on Talking Dead, and someone watches The Walking Dead, average fan, watches Walking Dead, and then sees The Talking Dead, and, like, isn't this the guy who was, like, abusive and, like, raped his girlfriend and stuff? And then they're like, oh, well, it's not true. And then, like, anytime a guest comes on,
and
it only
live.
Takes...
live. That show's live.
Yeah, so it only takes one guest to be like, so, like...
What the piece of shit?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, remember that... I don't remember if you saw that Talking Dead episode with Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, so
that.
Weird.
I did see that, yeah. Very awkward. They, like, wouldn't let him back on the show because he was so weird and, like...
They said he was on drugs or something.
Yeah, something weird was going on.
But I like to think he's a sober person.
Okay, maybe.
I was reading this article about
how... He was
doing
something weird.
How sobriety is the hot new trend among young people. Because all these celebrities are sober.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, is alcohol going to go out the window? And I was like, no.
No.
There's people like me who love alcohol.
Yeah. Weird. It's a trend among young people. Yeah, because trends stay the same always.
Yeah. Well, there's people like... they're saying Kendrick Lamar, sober. Tyler, the Creator, sober.
Yeah.
And I was like, you tell me they don't... I think Kendrick Lamar smokes weed. If anything, I think weed is going to become really big in our... It already is.
Yeah. Well, are most of these people sober because they were once, or they're like...
No,
sober?
Like Tyler, the Creator, said
so
he tried a beer once and he didn't like the taste when he was 17 and he was just sober ever since. And I was like, he's a crazy person, though. Like, he's just crazy. in general. Like, I don't think those people need drugs.
Yeah, I kind of think of, like, maybe I'm thinking incorrectly. I feel like the term sober to me implies that they had a problem and they got sober, but I guess sober can mean I just never did it. Or
they choose not to
do it, I guess.
Anymore.
Like, if someone said, I'm not drinking, I'm sober.
You're like, what did you do? You probably have crazy stories.
What happened? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, man. But, like, if you're just like, oh, I just don't drink. Like, that makes more... That seems like the more logical response. Oh, I just don't drink.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, he just doesn't drink. But...
Is that weird? Because, like, I feel like...
No.
No, because, like... I feel like saying you're sober
would be weird to me if someone said that.
No, because, like, I feel like they always get crap. Because they're like... Oh, like, yeah, because they're like, I'm sober. And then that means, like, because, you know, like, sometimes I feel like, oh, just have a drink. And, like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like if someone were to be like, oh, I'm sober, you're like, okay, I'm not going to bring up the subject again. Where if someone's like, I don't drink.
Ah, that's a good point.
Like, dude, just try it, man. Just try this beer.
That's a good point. Yeah. That'll shut it down quicker.
Yeah. Because you said the opposite, though.
I did say the opposite, but once you put it that way, yeah. I didn't think about it that way. I was thinking about it more, oh, like, it sounds like you have a problem, or it sounds like you're judging me, too. I'm like, I'm sober. It's like, you should be sober.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, it's just, like, in my mind, drink. I'm sure it's a me problem, not a them problem.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm like...
That's everything. It's always an internal problem.
The way you see it, as opposed to what they're doing. Yeah. But maybe people are just calling these people sober. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. It all means the same thing. It's just contextually, I think it...
Like, Demi Lovato sobriety is way different than Tyler, like,
Chris Hardwick is sober.
Because he had a problem.
So, like, I feel like different. But it's the same. It's just... It has a different connotation. It has a different meaning, I think.
Yeah.
Because I assume if... The person who's sober because they had a problem, they could slip right back into it by having a drink.
That's the issue.
Whereas this guy, he's never drank. He could have a drink and he has no problem with it.
But then there are the people who are like, oh.
But then there's a thing like, you know.
Like Kevin Smith, he doesn't drink.
Yeah, exactly. Some people just don't drink.
Walt Flanagan, he doesn't drink.
Yeah, exactly. But like, it's a thing when you say, well, like if you say you're like vegan, but then sometimes you are not vegan. I guess that's the same thing as saying I'm sober, but then sometimes I drink. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're vegan, but you're not, like, strictly to it where in every single situation. It's like, I don't.
Are you talking about Brian here?
He's an example, but those people exist.
Attack on Brian. Yeah,
those people exist. No, those people exist who say I'm vegetarian, but then they'll eat meat on occasion.
I'm not one of those people, just for the record.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but, like, maybe that's someone who's sober. It's like, I'm sober. I don't know if that correlates, but anyways, how'd we get on the subject? I don't even know. Oh, Chris Hardwick? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about Chris Hardwick.
We're talking about Comic-Con.
Comic-Con.
There you go.
Whoa, that's big news for Jimon Hounsou.
I know. Huge news. It's Shazam news.
No, it's like a big week, though.
It is a big week.
For him.
Definitely a big week.
I didn't realize.
Two DC movie news.
He's cast as two DC characters. Mm-hmm.
And he's in both Captain Marvel movies.
Yeah.
The Captain Marvel movie and the DC and the Captain Marvel movie. That's Marvel.
Very clever, Mike.
Yeah. It's true. He was originally called Captain Marvel.
Marvel, yeah.
No, Captain Marvel.
Yeah. No, from like, isn't it M-A-R? Yeah, he's called Captain Marvel.
Shazam's real name is Captain Marvel.
Because he came from like Marvel or something. Like Marvel has something to do with with
Captain Marvel in Marvel comics.
Okay.
Marvel is a hero. Like, Jude Law is playing Marvel.
Marvel. There we go.
Who's the original Captain Marvel in the Marvel universe. And then she takes up that... She used to be Miss Marvel, who Brie Larson is playing, but they're not... They're going away with the Miss Marvel.
Because Miss Marvel is a Muslim girl. And now Miss Marvel...
I know, because they keep just changing names.
Kamala Khan.
Marvel is a very...
Well, then the crazy thing is in the comic books... They're like, oh yeah, well, Miss Marvel has this ability and she turns into Captain Marvel, but when she turns into Captain Marvel, she's like blonde hair, blue eyed, white woman.
Yeah.
And then people are like, this is very not good.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're like, okay, we're going to do away with that storyline.
Don't do that.
Yeah, like, do not take your ethnic character and then make them white again.
Yeah. It's like, that sounds like a bad idea. But yeah, he's been cast as, even more confusing with the names, he's cast as the Wizard Shazam. So the The wizard, I think, was always called Shazam.
And then he gives the power to Billy Batson.
The power of Shazam, who became Captain Marvel, but now Captain Marvel is also called Shazam. Which is weird, because he can't tell people his name. He's like, what's your hero name? He says Shazam, and then as soon as he says that, he'll become a kid again.
Turns into a child.
So I feel like that's a bad name to have, as being your name you call out.
It's like a Pokemon. Or Rumpelstiltskin. It's more like Rumpelstiltskin.
Exactly, because you could never tell anybody your name, because if you're trying to hide your identity, anytime you say your name...
Well, that's what I do. That's why they're like, what's your name? I'm like, Drew.
Exactly. They'd have to say, Shazza. My superhero Shazam. Name is Shazza.
Shazam.
Shazza.
What if it was Shazam?
Shazam, yeah.
That doesn't Shazam. Work. Because I had a friend whose last name was Fam. Fam? Yeah, in real life, his last name is Fam.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he said Fan, mm-hmm. and I was like, I've never heard a name like Fan.
Yeah.
Like Phan. I was like, I've only heard Fam. And then...
Yeah, let's assume Fam.
It's just the way he pronounced. So then I assume... It's like, oh, if you introduce himself as Shazam, they'd still be like, oh, Shazam.
Oh, they'll get it, because Shazam sounds weird, like nonsense. So it must be Shazam.
Yeah, he must have a weird speech impediment.
Yeah.
But then also the picture came out.
Yeah. So it's of
Zachary Levi and the kid both chugging soda.
Yes, but he's like friend, not.
Oh, yeah, it's not the kid.
Yeah, because I was thinking, oh, it's the kid. I was like, that makes no sense, because he is the
same person, yeah.
So I assume they're never in a scene together, him and
Have you ever chugged soda?
No.
I did it once recently.
Sounds like a mistake.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah.
I felt so sick.
Yeah, that sounds like a mistake.
But apparently he does this.
Yeah.
Shazam, he's a superhero.
Well, Shazam can do it.
He's a kid, and it's big with superpowers.
Yes, that's how Zachary Levi called it, so. 30-year anniversary of Big.
Yeah. It's like the 30-year anniversary of all the good movies right now.
It's true. Those 80s,
Die
man.
Hard. Well, because it was like, that's the summer. It was like the summer of 88 was like the movie
Back
summer
to the
you want.
Two? Oh, no, maybe next year.
The best one.
Next year. If you say so. All right. I like it. Second best.
But yeah, it's tough, man. Because he's sitting there with like a case of soda and he's chugging a soda. And I did it on accident one time. I was just like, really? I didn't know I had an empty stomach. And I was like, ooh, this soda sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. I was drinking it. And I was like, oh, this is delicious. I'm going to chug it. And I chugged it. And then I was like, felt bloated. And then I was like, oh, no. Like, my stomach hurts so bad.
So that picture, bad influencer. That's Shazam.
Yeah. It's like
the kids poorly.
It's the Hey Ya Outcast influence where it's going to, all these kids are going to be chugging soda and shaking Polaroid pictures.
Yeah.
Not knowing they're doing two things that are incredibly damaging.
Exactly. But I think I assume it's like part of the sequence where he's like, oh, let's test what you can do. You can chug a soda. I don't know.
Yeah, but the kid next to him, oh, where the kid
he can't do it.
Ends
maybe.
Up being like, oh, I feel so sick. Because like, it was I can do debilitating. It all I was like, it was horrible. It was the worst thing I think that's ever happened to me, like in recent time, which is crazy because
really?
I've done horrible things to my body voluntarily and involuntarily.
Yeah.
And that was one of the more painful.
Really? That's surprising. Yeah. I didn't think it'd be that bad, but I would never try it. Like, there'd be no purpose.
Yeah, without going into gross details.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
It was the worst.
Did you just talk about Aquaman, though?
Yeah, so Aquaman. Jimon Hounsou dude is going to be cast as the Fisherman King. Is this that guy the king of superhero movies now?
He's the king, yeah. He's Guardians, now he's Captain Marvel. Now he's in these two.
Yeah.
I mean, he's everywhere. Kind of just popping up.
It's four movies.
This is his time.
In
three
franchises.
Three of them in less than 4 months, three months?
Yeah.
The 3 months release date? I know Aquaman was filmed like years ago. It feels like so long ago.
Yeah, but they really want to get those special effects.
Yeah, which it looks pretty good, I think.
He looks like Thanos, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And he doesn't even look like himself. Like, I would never know.
Yeah, I think that's why they did it.
That's why they did it, because he looks... Yeah. Well, actually, the wizard Shazam, they cast this another dude, but I guess there were scheduling conflicts.
And they're like, oh, you know who's really free? And that's
this guy.
That's his go-to phrase. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm never working. And then he's just going to be super busy.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
That's what happened to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, just hit me up. I'm always free. And then it's like, where's my life? And then as soon as that goes away, mm-hmm. then I'm like, oh no, I have all this free time. What am I going to do with it? And yeah. then I start hitting people up.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens. We got some Marvel Studios news. They moved around some dates. They moved the untitled Marvel film. It was going to be released in July, on July 30th, 2021, and now it's going to be February 12th, 2021.
You're only 3 years away.
Yep, only 3 years away. Yeah, but it's heavily implying.
People are like assuming this is Black Panther 2.
That's what they're thinking, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because February again.
Yeah, Black History Month.
I mean, that's what they did the first Black Panther. It only makes logical sense, and that's 3 years after. They usually go about 3 years to their sequels,
yeah.
I would say. So that it's making a lot of sense date-wise.
It was awesome. I re-watched. I was like bored, and I was like, I want to watch this mm-hmm. 4K stuff.
Yeah.
So I re-watched Intro to Black Panther, where mm-hmm. it's just a story.
In 4K?
In 4K, okay. HDR.
I didn't know they had 4K for Marvel. Or
you have to do
Disney
it through
stuff.
The Vudu app.
Mm, okay, there's so a way I have to get buy it, not through
it
iTunes.
On Vudu. Like, I pre-ordered Infinity War on Vudu, and it goes to iTunes, but only in 1080p on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
But on Vudu, it's 4K HDR.
Yeah.
Watch the intro part where he's like, Baba, tell me the story.
Mm-hmm.
Watch that
great
part.
Great intro. Yeah. That's
like, then I was
it
like,
must look great in.
Yeah, in 4K, it's phenomenal. Yeah. And then they you see basketball, and I'm like, off. And then
Oakland.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. You see the back, you see the de-aged Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Then you
into
see
into the sequence.
Into the weird sequence where the dance and shooting sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, that was perfect.
Quite a couple openings.
Yeah. I didn't do Ragnarok, but
that opening's not as good.
It's not as strong.
Yeah.
It's a strong opening, cool. But it's not in the same vein.
It's cool, but like that's not the best, one of the best sequences in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, visually.
I would go to the end with the battle on the Bifrost.
Yeah, that part's really cool.
Visually just crazy.
Yeah.
Or even a lot of the stuff on, what's the planet called?
What's it called? Oh. I'm blanking on the name. What is that planet called? What is it called?
Sakaar.
There you go.
Like, especially
with the
when
Hulk
they
or something.
Yeah, with the Hulk, and you see like the smoke bombs go off.
Yeah,
that was really
that,
cool.
That
scene.
Probably looks good.
Yeah, so that was my. I did that this week. It was pretty awesome.
Cool.
Highly recommended if you have the ability to watch those movies in 4K,
mm-hmm.
which is rare. Joker, Joaquin Phoenix movie, that was confirmed,
yep,
which is weird news.
It's happening. It said it's like going to be like a $50 million budget or something.
Is that a lot?
No, that's not that much.
Is this the Martin Scorsese one?
Yeah, but apparently he wasn't announced in the press release. It's like Todd Phillips who did The Hangover. No.
And War Dogs.
Yeah, and other stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's going to direct. But they didn't say Martin Scorsese in the...
He's producing or anything.
Yeah, they didn't say any of that.
I think that's only when Leo was in talks.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. But, yeah.
It'd be weird.
Yeah. I don't know how this is going to work out, but, like, it's such a low budget that maybe it's just the money it's going to make money.
What do you think
regardless.
Was the budget on her?
Oh, way lower than that. Probably like, let's see.
Those pants, the pin under the pocket.
Like, maybe not way lower than that. Like 30 million.
23.
Yeah.
You weren't wrong.
That made money, right? Maybe that's half as much.
I mean, it made 48 and a half.
Okay. So, it made its money back. It didn't make much money. But like a Joker movie, I assume it's going to be like marketed. A lot.
Yeah, they have to because it's so confusing.
It is really confusing. Especially if you are making that Jared Leto movie and if you're making Harley Quinn movies.
I'm going to go through a little marketing 101 class for you, Michael. I know you mm-hmm. never... Do you ever take a marketing class?
I never took a marketing class, no.
Marketing...
I just am a victim of marketing as we all are.
Yeah, what do you...
A victim, I guess that's not the right word.
What is marketing to you?
It's like advertising. Like...
Yeah, it's...
Like showing the product. Like
it's developing a product and then creating the need for that product. You have to sell something that people need.
We don't need any of these stuff they're trying to sell me, though.
Exactly. They have to create the need. So your marketing budget's going to go sky high to tell people.
Well, the need's already there for me. I have to see this movie because...
because it's so weird.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's bad. I had to see Justice League, even though I was like, Justice League.
You're like, we know it's going to not be good, like, but have to hold out hope that it's going to be good.
Created the need. I'm like, Batman's in this. You created a need.
You created the need. So, like... But we're not the target.
Obviously, they want the people who are like,
yeah, they don't care about us.
And I don't know how you market those people. I'd be terrible like marketing those people. I'm like, just show them the Joker, and that's the movie. That's how it's sold. And they're like, no, people don't care.
People don't care, and people are going to be confused.
I'm like, what do you mean? People aren't. They're not paying attention to our podcast every week. They don't know what's going on with the news.
Yeah. So like, Joaquin Phoenix, they're going to have to create the need for people to want to go see another movie. Which is unrelated to anything they've ever seen. And that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Which you'd think it wouldn't be that hard. You'd think that'd be a selling point. You're like, oh yeah, it's a movie that...
I'm really curious how they sell this movie. Like, you think he's in the makeup at all in the movie? Or like half of the movie? Or
Because it's an origin story, right?
Yeah, I'm almost think like you can't tell it's a Joker movie unless I told you it was a Joker movie.
He puts on the makeup, starts laughing, cries.
I almost think that's how the movie ends.
I feel like we would make terrible movies because it's always like the most dramatic part. Credits.
Yeah.
Leave the audience wondering, like, what did I just see?
That's pretty good, though.
I think you're like, after, in a short
that
film,
was a Joker movie the whole time.
In a short
I always
film.
Think of, like, not, like, after the theater
like,
release.
If you just titled the movie Ha Ha Ha.
Yeah.
And you don't tell it's, and you're like, wow, this is, like, a really dark movie about, like, a guy who has, life is horrible, and he keeps trying stand-up, and... In the end, he becomes a maniac. He, like, loses his family. It's extremely tragic. Ha, ha, ha. One for ha, 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 please.
That's what... I almost feel like that's what this movie is.
That's what they should do.
I kind of think that's what
makeup, laughs, credits.
They're like, that was a Joker. Because I always think about the people who know nothing going into that. I'm just watching this movie. And then they know nothing. And they're like, wait, what happened at the end?
Yeah, they're like, this is... I think that's... When they say the superhero bubble is gonna pop, when it pops, that's how movies are gonna have to come back.
Yeah,
right. Like that's how we're gonna be reintroduced to superhero movies. We're not gonna be told that they're superhero movies.
Yeah, just like Split.
Yeah,
you're like, what?
You see the end? More like Unbreakable.
Well, yeah, more like
Unbreakable
more
was
like,
a superhero
but also
movie,
Split
but
in the fact that you don't know it's connected
it's related
to something.
To Unbreakable.
You're like, ooh, this was.
Which I think is Samuel Jackson saying he didn't know it was connected until he saw the movie.
Because M. Night Shyamalan showed him the movie and he's like, watch this. And then he
the whole movie?
Yeah, I think he said watch the whole movie. And then he didn't know until he got to, or maybe he sent him just a clip. I don't know.
I think he sent him the whole movie.
I think he sent him the whole movie and he's like, watch this movie. I want to see what you think. And then he gets to the end and he's like, oh, he said Mr. Glass. I'm Mr. Glass.
He was like, oh, yeah, I'm making another movie. Tonight.
Tonight, let's do a movie.
Yeah, so I think that's how it's going to have to happen, but it's going to be a hard time marketing this movie. I do not envy... I always wanted to work for a studio in marketing, not at DC, Warner Brothers.
No, that's too hard to sell.
The Hangover movies are Warner Brothers movies too, I think.
Yeah.
Do they have like a deal with Todd Phillips?
No, probably not, but like I think it's just like always in the family. You always see the same people work for the same people.
That's how Ratner
over and over.
Got away with it.
Yep. Yeah, that's why Zack Snyder is all over the Warner Brothers because they're like, oh, we know Zack Snyder.
Yeah, we know his work.
So like
that is a big thing in Hollywood.
It's a huge thing. Yeah, that's why Jon Favreau, he's Disney's guy now. You move him from Star Wars to Lion King. You're moving him all over the place. Iron Man. He's like, oh, you're our guy because you made Iron Man. Yeah. So you're like, we liked Iron Man.
Yeah.
So we now
redo all these other things.
Now do Lion King. Now do Star Wars.
He used to like metal suits. Now
he's
like
the
animals,
ultimate.
Right?
He's like been touched. All of them, right? Like Disney, like live action, then Marvel, and then
Star Wars.
So he's like the three branches.
Yeah.
Or
do you think
what are the three biggest band? Marvel, Star Wars, and Pixar?
Pixar.
Or is like Disney? Is Pixar bigger than Disney? Like animation,
performance wise.
I don't know how you segment them. I'm sure. Yeah, performance wise, who makes the most money for Disney?
You always used to think it was Pixar. I always viewed Pixar as like a premium product over Disney animation.
Me too.
But now you can't differentiate them almost.
They've kind of stepped up since like Tangled and
Frozen. Like you wouldn't, in my opinion, you can't differentiate Disney and Pixar anymore.
Yeah, they've learned. They must have learned from Pixar.
Like, yeah,
they kind of. I would still say Pixar is more, I guess, more adult. I guess more theme, like sadder, more emotional. I don't know.
Frozen.
Yeah, but like
Tangled.
I'm just comparing it to like Up or like.
But is then, Incredibles
but then,
2
but
sad?
Then you look at Cars, so that balances it out, yeah, kind of.
Monsters University.
Yeah, Monsters University. So yeah, there you go. So not.
But
really,
then you look
really
at something like Wall-E, Ratatouille.
Yeah,
it's like art almost.
Exactly. So I think like you could say the same thing about Disney movies.
Yeah.
Black Widow movie news. We got a director for it, Kate Shortland,
which is awesome because she was shortlisted on it.
Yeah, she was.
She was like working on a script or something.
Yeah, I think she was working on the script, and she was rumored to be one of the candidates. So good to hear we got a director.
Yeah, and then movie. Venom news: a picture was released.
Mm-hmm. Got a new Venom. Do you think? Still, I liked it. I think it looks like Venom.
That's the way you can sell it to people who are not fan, like who haven't been following the news.
Yeah,
like look at this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see this movie? And then they're like, yeah, that's, I know that. Or instead of Tom Hardy's face.
Maybe that was the whole idea of that first trailer was like,
was what we were
was
saying.
What we were saying. It's like, you don't know it's
work.
A, you don't know
it doesn't
it's a Venom
work
movie.
For Venom because Venom's like a mindless, like it's not even an alien. Like it's an alien, but it's like not, there's no, what, you want me to feel compassion for like this guy?
Well, they're like connected, so I assume it goes like you're on Eddie Brock's side, and Venom's trying to get him to do bad stuff, and he's like trying to curb that impulse.
No, because in this movie, you wouldn't get Venom until last.
Is this an R movie? We don't know yet, right?
No,
I don't think it's an R rated movie.
I don't think so either.
I don't know why it's not. Why not? No, but I'm saying, like, go R-rated?
If we made the Venom movie, how we made the Joker movie,
yeah,
you wouldn't see Venom until the last thing, like last second.
Yeah, but I don't. That'd be
but that would be a terrible movie.
Exactly,
which is why the Venom movie.
That's
looked
why I
terrible.
Think the Joker movie. That's the only way you could do it because I don't want a Joker movie and his origin. Like
he, has,
I want him to either be the Joker the whole time. I don't want him half Joker, half not Joker. But that's just a personal thing where I think.
Well, that's why origin movies are the most boring ones. I think.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah,
or hardest to do is because usually they do half and half.
Yeah,
so where I'm like, I don't want that. Which is why I think Batman Begins did it really well because like he's pretty much Batman.
Well, it's he's like still, half and half.
Yeah, but he's still doing Batman things when he's in like the jail and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, he's still
like
got
it's very
a lot of the skills.
League of Shadows stuff is very Batman. And then when you don't see Batman, it's not he's when you see Bruce Wayne after he becomes Batman, quote unquote.
Yeah,
like as he's you see they do a really good job of showing the change.
Yeah,
where he's like, I need like, just don't fall on your head. And
well,
because like,
the only
ordered this from Malaysia.
And really,
this...
the only origin, like, it's the origin of the skills and becoming Batman. But also, the only origin is like the flashbacks.
Is
which,
him as
which
a
are
kid,
like 15
which is
15 minutes of the 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah,
like,
the beginning,
which isn't barely any
League
yeah.
of Shadows. Like you're pretty much watching Batman.
Yeah, yeah, he's got all the skills except for like the couple skills he's learning from them. But he's got a lot of skills already. He's acquired that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
Up to that point, obviously, because he's like...
And then when you see Bruce Wayne later on, you're like, this is the Bruce Wayne stuff I want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like a playboy. He's like, oh, I bought... He's like, no swimming in the restaurant or hotel lobby. He's like,
exactly.
Here's a check. I bought it.
You're seeing all the Bruce Wayne-y stuff.
That you want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, Venom. We need Venom. How much do you think Eddie Brock... How much Venom? Like... Eddie Brock pre symbiote experience.
I think we get Venom.
Okay,
I bet it's like a third of the way through. I think it's a lot of Venom.
Yeah, we need.
Like
it.
We're gonna see a lot of Tom Hardy's face though. I don't think we're seeing like he's gonna go in and out. Of Venom.
No, but I'm
back
saying
and forth,
Eddie
back
Brock pre symbiote exposure.
Like the first third of the movie or quarter of the movie. Maybe. I don't think we're getting much.
Like 30 minutes to 45
like
minutes.
He'll be investigating and then he'll get wrapped up in whatever he finds
it's
out.
It's attracted to you, Brock.
Yeah. And they'll be attracted to him. Then he'll get swallowed by it. Then he'll kill a bunch of people and be like, what's happening? And he's like, we are Venom or whatever. I don't know how it happens or whatever.
You think the movie's not going to end with We Are Venom?
The movie ends with Woody Harrelson being Carnage or whatever happens.
Then credits.
And then credits.
No, that's going to happen after credits.
You think there's a mid-credits, yeah, after credits? 100%. For
mid-credits, at least.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to pretend you're Marvel.
Yeah.
You have to sell people on, hey, we're Marvel! Sort of.
Is that kind of when Marvel did, like, the crazy intro? Like, the crazy logo intro? That do-do-do-do-do-do.
That was... What was the first movie they did that on?
I want to say Civil War.
Yeah, I think it was Civil War.
Because they're like, Sony's going to start making Marvel movies. We need to differentiate ourselves, yeah, from more.
True. That really tells you what movie you're in when you get, yeah, that prolonged, like, doo-doo. And I'm, yeah, like, this is really long.
And now
long.
They show the 10.
This is really long, yeah. Yeah. Like, it's 10 years, guys. Like, what are you going to do next year? Take away that 10 or be like, oh, until we get to 20, we're good.
Yeah, that's like the Disney way of doing it.
Yeah.
Where you just celebrate that fifth anniversary every 5 years. You celebrate, yeah, that anniversary for, ooh, 5 years.
5 years. Does, like, Lucasfilm going to celebrate, like,
40 years in the industry?
Or are they going to be like, since Disney acquired us, this amount of years? Probably not.
No.
Because Marvel Studios, oh yeah, obviously, because Marvel Studios existed before Disney acquired them, so obviously.
They're, yeah, but celebrating. It's a new Marvel Studios.
Yeah, but 10 years is since the first Iron Man, not since Disney, yeah, acquired them. Because they didn't acquire them until, like Avengers, or like...
No, they owned
Captain
them.
America?
They owned them. They didn't have the full distribution of them.
No, but they didn't own them. They didn't own, they didn't own Disney and during Iron Man 1. They didn't own them until like first Captain America or like late into Phase 1. Because they were like distributed by Paramount. Like
Yeah, but I think that's the only, like, they had an agreement with the distribution until.
But I think they were their own entity. They weren't, Disney didn't, they acquired them too.
Let's see.
Because they were their own entity and they're like, oh, we're going to start making movies. We got to find.
Yeah, 2009.
That's when Disney acquired them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they acquired them, and then the distribution thing was from 2009 to, like, 2012. Was Paramount. Up until, I think Iron Man 3 may have been the first non-Paramount release. But, like, 2008, they didn't have, Disney had nothing to do with Iron Man 1. Because Iron Man 1 is really what exploded, like, what got Disney interested is obviously the first movie, and they're like, wait a second. This could be something.
This article is a nightmare.
You're not giving me, like, clear facts I want.
Marvel Enterprises. It was... We have to go to that to Australia, right? Because
what's in Australia?
That one stadium in Melbourne is Marvel Stadium.
Oh, really?
I didn't. Starting September 1st, 2018.
Did not even know that. That's like a sponsor of the stadium.
Yeah, they got the naming rights.
That's.
I forgot what it was. There was another company that had the naming rights, and it was like surprisingly cheap. And I was like, we should have just, like, it was like $200,000.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, could you imagine? We could have, like, I feel like we could have put that together.
Had,
like,
a stadium.
And gotten a stadium named after us. I forgot what stadium it was. Cool. It was somewhere, like, down here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe that stadium only cost, like, that much money.
That's crazy.
Okay, let's see. I feel like it had to have happened, like, the deal had to have been going on when Iron Man came out.
I don't think so, though. Well, yeah, well, I don't know how long those deals take. Because, yeah, December 31st, 2009. Yeah, they bought that for $4 billion, too.
That's crazy. That means Lucasfilm got, like, such a good deal. Because I feel like you're getting so much more.
Yeah, with, so the Marvel and Disney deal would not affect pre-existing deals. So they had deals through, like, yeah, Avengers or whatever.
Well, not just that, but I think Paramount had the distribution because it... They distributed, I thought they distributed more than just Iron Man.
No, they're up to, yeah, Avengers.
Cause, no, because Disney, in 2013, Disney purchased the distribution rights.
Okay.
From Paramount. So Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Thor, and Captain America were all distributed by Paramount.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because although Disney said they would distribute future Marvel projects with their own studio once the deal's expired. Fascinating.
Yeah, all the behind the scenes stuff is really interesting. Because it's like, they make these deals, but then they gotta like retroactively go back and do other stuff because they have to go back and get the rights to the old stuff. And it's like, oh, that's bad. Like, we want the whole collection. Basically, they want the whole collection.
Oh, so it was like an independent thing that they just teamed up with other studios.
Yeah, they were just like, I've heard Kevin Feige talk about it before. Mm-hmm. They were just like their own, they were just Marvel. They were connected to the comics. They were like, oh, we're filming our own movie studio. We make all the rules. We make all the decisions. No executives are controlling us. They did the distribution rights, but they're like, they have no creative controller. Yeah. They can't stop them from doing what they're going to do. So it's like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Okay. Is that it for all this news? Yeah, it is.
That's it for superhero news.
Star Wars news. Episode 9.
Carrie Russell has been cast in an unknown role for the...
She used to work with JJ.
Yeah, she on Felicity, I believe.
Yeah.
I think they work together. So that's an interesting reunion there. And the big news is Billy Dee Williams is going to return as Lando.
Which is, like, not news. Like, no, we knew about it.
Kind of, but like, it wasn't confirmed. It wasn't confirmed. It was pretty obvious considering we need more legacy cast members. Who's left? Wait, yeah. Lando's still out there somewhere. So
Somewhere.
We don't know what he's been doing.
Do you want to see him?
What if Lando comes back and he's like Luke, where his character totally changed and he's like, I've been beaten down by life.
That's what I want.
I'm not charismatic.
I was about to say, do you want to see him as like a wasted? Like,
I assume he's like
a bum, with scruff on his face. Or do you think he's like a pimp?
I think he's like a pimp.
Yeah.
I think he's like, the way Harrison Ford was like, he was Han Solo again, I think. I feel like he went back to Han Solo by smuggling or whatever.
Yeah.
I assume JJ's like, oh, he's Lando again. He's
but even bigger than he's ever been.
Yeah. He's like, maybe he controls a whole
like planet. He took over for Jabba the Hutt and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's into crime or if he goes, because he wasn't
really. You think he goes straight?
Was he a criminal on Bespin or the Cloud City?
A little bit, I think.
Was he?
Like, a little bit.
I don't know.
You always have to have a taste, man.
So maybe there's a little of that going on. He's just a bigger version of the guy on Cloud City.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. No one knows where this script could go. This is literally, like, the other one was like, oh, the script kind of has to be, they left it off on a cliffhanger. This one, they're like, oh, it could be 5 years past. It could be a couple months past. I mean, who knows what's going on in this script? I don't know how they can wrap it up in one more movie, honestly. I'm like,
well, this is the Skywalker. They just have to kill off Princess Leia, and then the Skywalker saga is done, right?
I guess.
Well, him, her, and Kylo Ren. Then that lineage is over.
Yep. Unless there's secret ones we don't know about.
Rey, perhaps?
Maybe. Is she somebody or nobody?
Yeah. Maybe that's when he was like, yeah, he doesn't even care about you. It's because Luke knew he was her father. And he didn't even say. Yeah.
It's like, you don't. They were drunks. He did sell you for drinking money.
Yeah.
I was there.
He was drinking blue milk, man. Like,
I'm just so confused by the whole Rey thing because I'm like, she was old enough to know something about her parents, I would think. I don't know. I'm just like so confused. I'm really befuddled by it. Yeah, but
people black out traumatic experiences.
That's true. But like they show assuming the flashback. Assuming
psychology works the same way in Star Wars as it does in
human life. True. We always think of it to us. But like,
they're aliens.
It's a different world, man. But they call themselves humans.
Which is crazy.
Which I'm like, that's why the Star Wars has so many weird things that they're just like, oh, and this is the same as what we call things. And I'm like, do you guys really think this through? Or they said it one time and they're like, oh, let's just.
Like Brandy and Hounds.
Exactly. I think they're like, we said it one time so we can keep saying it. But it's like, that probably shouldn't be said.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, so that's it. That's all. Thank you for listening. Until next week. No, tomorrow. Sorry, tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.